The report, entitled Fatal Falls, The Downside of the Construction Boom, says the inspections which occur find safety problems. In the case of construction sites, inspectors found violations in 83% of the sites. At the same time, the average penalty was just under $2,000. The report says that's not a deterrent. Western New York Area Labor Federation President Richard Lipsitz says there's another push on in Albany to dump a key safety law.
The scaffold safety law says that property owners and general contractors who control the worksite and are in the best position to oversee safety are responsible for providing protections for their workers. This isn't that complicated. If they fail to do so and cause someone to be, and as a result, someone is killed or injured, the scaffold safety law holds them responsible, and we think this is correct and is the proper way.
Getting rid of the scaffold law is one of the top priorities for the Buffalo-Niagara Partnership's 2016 agenda. Congress has recently raised the maximum possible penalties for safety failures to take effect in August, the first raise in decades. Mike DeHusband, WBFO News.